Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Your favorite song, incredible, what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. I'm so excited to have you with us this morning. Again, that was Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. You may purchase that tune at iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. That's The Power of a Woman by Antonia Lawrence. Let me share with you a little about our sponsors before we go into our great, great program. Moby Flyers, a flyer custom design that lives on your phone, does everything a print flyer should do. A Moby Flyer is fun to interact with and engage your consumers. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. MobyFlyers.Moby, that's MobiFlyers. Moby. Women of Power, Women of Power, do you have the Women of Power free official ringtone? It operates on your Apple or Android devices. The official free Women of Power ringtone, Matters of the Heart. You may download that at bit.ly/givingmylove. bit.ly/givingmylove. It's here. Download free. The official Women of Power 2015 Matters of the Heart ringtone. S.K. Harris Ministries presents 2015 Tearing Down the Walls Women's Conference. Sessions begin Friday, May 15th at 7 p.m., Saturday, May 16th at 5 p.m. The location is 706 Grayson Highway, located at Father's House Community Church in Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30045. If you have questions, the number is 678-541-6640. That's 678-571-6640. Hosted by our special guest today, Pastor Sandra Harris. Now to hear from our advertisers.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
You've reached D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
Again, I said I'm so excited to have this special guest with us, co-pastor Sandra Harris, co-pastor's Refuge of Love Church. She's a co-pastor, a teacher, an entrepreneur, motivational speaker, choreographer, artist, author, and anointed woman of God. Born in Oklahoma, she is the mother of five children, the wife of Pastor Melvin L. Harris, and together they pastor Refuge of Love Church, located in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Spiritually reared in the Church of the Bride in Christ, she's traveled abroad inspiring men and women with wisdom, quick-witted charm, and prophetic gifts. She's now pursuing her second degree and founding her Christian Academy, Judah Prep Academy of Excellence, opening early summer of 2015. I bring to you and welcome to our special guest, our audience, co-pastor Sandra Harris. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. BJ. So good to be with you today.
I'm so excited to have you and looking forward to a great time and just excited about your presence on the program. We've had an opportunity to meet each other over 10 years ago, and I'm just so excited to have you. Thank you. Thank you for accepting our invitation.
Oh, I am excited to be here today. I think that you're an awesome woman of God, and I am just honored, both honored and humbled to be here for you today. I thank God for you, Pastor BJ.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. Now, as I was stating in your biographical sketch, you and your husband, Pastor Melvin, co-pastor, Refuge of Love, what is the vision of Refuge of Love?
Our vision statement for the Refuge of Love Church is to reach people for the kingdom of God through the power of love. By bringing hope to the world one person at a time. And I tell you, Dr. BJ, that people don't really care who you are or what you have or really sometimes what you can basically offer. People just want to be loved. And they want to know that you sincerely care about them. I found that if you love people and show that you truly, genuinely care for them, they will follow you to the ends of the earth and support you and do for you and will learn in turn and return that love to others.
Wow. So in that vision, have you seen those that have been broken by being unloved?
Yes, I certainly have. I've seen people, people are just like I said, they just need to be loved, you know. And when you show love, you know, it has a breaking tendency. I've found that, some people are heartened by the trials and the different things that they have gone through in life. Some more traumatic than others, and they become hardened in some areas. But love covers a multitude of sins, and love breaks down great big barriers. You know, it has a tendency to just melt the heart. I've found in the past, you know, my years of working in corporate, that some people were so heartened by different things. And I had one lady in particular that I just kept showing her love and just kept reaching out to her and just doing little things for her, like, you know, bringing her a card or, you know, just taking her to lunch. And she was just, you know, had so many things that had occurred in her life that she, you know, was really hard to reach out to. But, you know, before I retired from that job, she was one of the main people that could not stop coming around my desk, you know, because there's something about love that people just want more of. You know, they just want more love. They have a tendency when you're kind and loving to just hang around you and magnate to you.
I agree. Pure love, genuine love, demonstrates itself. And it attracts.
Yes.
It causes. It attracts. So I believe
yeah.
that's a great, great vision, and much needed. And much needed.
Yes.
Really, much needed. Now, my husband and I co-pastor, so I know. I love it. I love pastoring with my partner of praise. But it's a jewel. It's a jewel. And it gives the congregation the unity of one, along with the individuality of the male and the female leader.
Mm-hmm.
How has
mm-hmm.
this been a positive in Refuge of Love?
Well, first of all, I agree with you. Dual pastorship, I think, is absolutely awesome because it does give both men and women godly examples to follow, you know, the leaders as they follow Christ. See, the men can connect with the male leader, and the women seem to connect with the female leader, you know, and because they're both aiming to do the work of the Lord and to endeavor to preach and teach the word of God. I find that they, you know, feel like they can identify with my side of ministry, you know, and I'm sure that you understand and can agree with me. You know, I have my particular anointing, and Pastor Melvin has his particular anointing that he can bring to the table, you know, for the work of the Lord. And it really unifies the body of Christ and pulls us. What God has not given to me, he may give to him, you know, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're able to, and I also find that I'm able to ask him different things from a male perspective concerning the women, and he can do the same thing with me. He can ask me things from a woman's perspective, and together it unites and brings a powerful anointing for the ministry.
I agree wholeheartedly with that. And it's such an awesome assignment to be able to share ministry with your spouse. It is awesome. It's an awesome assignment. And it can be a definite positive in your ministry, a definite positive.
Yes.
Over the years, have you seen the changes in having dual leadership? Have you seen the positive changes?
I've seen great positive changes. You know, I've seen changes in the face where I sit for a long time because, you know, I actually started the ministry some years ago, and then when Pastor Melvin and I were married, the Lord had put it in my spirit to just sit and allow him to develop and cultivate his giftings in the area of pastorship. So I could see the impact of having a male companion to come in and assist and to help and to take the leading role, because he basically is the senior pastor and I am the co-pastor, even though it is a dual pastorship. But I could see the, I don't know, it just seems to do something for the men when you have a male pastor. I'm not saying by any means that a woman cannot pastor and do the entire work, but I found that the men in our congregation seem to step up more to the plate and want to serve more, because they had an example of a male pastor, you know, because you know, being a female, I can only do what I can do, what God gives me to do, you know, in leading and guiding them. But there are some areas that I believe Pastor Melvin was able to come in and inject into the men of the ministry. And that was a very positive thing that I saw over the years as he came on board into the ministry.
I think I love that what you said, but I agree. I also want to take it to another point. I think it also demonstrates to women that we can be in submission to our husband and still have an anointing of leadership.
Yes,
and I think sometimes we get that twisted. You know, they don't understand. People don't understand that I am submitted to my husband. He is the senior pastor. Yes, we pastor together, but there is something that he brings to the table. He's anointed to do that I may not be anointed to. And you said it so eloquently, and I agree with you. That very good point.
Oh yes,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Ahead. I wanted to say that, you know, I just feel that you know, yes, you know, that's and I think once you have submitted to God, I love what you said. Once you have found within yourself being the female side of the pastors, the dual pastorship, once you have made up in your mind that you are going to submit to the senior pastor, I think there's less buckling. You know, so if you can surrender and find your place, you know, my husband allows me to flow in ministry, the prophetic, or whatever God wants to use me in, and allows me to interject into the ministry along with him, beside him. And I think that is a very powerful thing. You know, it's not a thing where, you know, I can't interject into the ministry. And I think sometimes in some dual pastorship that may be an issue, but, you know, it takes submission. It takes submission, actually, on both parts, Dr. BJ, you know, because there may be things that God would give to me that he has to be humble enough to say, you know, let me pray about that. And if it's the Lord, you know, go ahead and go with that, you know, because, you know, it's not it can be a thing where, you know, well, I'm the senior pastor and, you know, let me do what God has given me to do, which I think it robs of what all that God wants to do. So if you have the humbling on the male and the female side of the dual pastorship, you can get the whole full anointing of all that God is trying to do. But it does take humility on and submission on both parts to an extent.
Well, would you say it takes tearing down some walls?
Yes, indeed. I was going to say that. Yes, indeed. It takes tearing down some and allowing God to tear down those walls, allowing God to do that. And that's what this conference is going to be all about, Pastor.
Yeah, well, I'm just amazed. What a mandate. Tearing down the walls, your upcoming conference. And give us the dates on that.
The dates are Friday, May 15th, 7 p.m., and Saturday, May 16th, at 5 p.m. And that's this weekend coming. Oh,
yes, it is. Yes, it is. What can the attendees expect? Tearing down the walls, it sounds as though there's going to be a breaking of some things that have been going on in the lives of many. So what can the attendees expect?
Well, I tell you, first of all, we have several powerful, anointed women of God, including yourself, Dr. BJ, which we are so humbled and honored to have you on board, that are going to bring a mighty word to those who are going to attend. The attendee can expect to be set free in areas of fear, feeling of defeat, low self-esteem, hurt, and so many other areas and other things that we as women have to endure. You know, we as women, we do a lot. You know, we do a lot. And sometimes we put up walls, you know, sometimes unbeknownst to us. You know, unbeknownst to us, you know. So this conference is designed to help us to recognize, you know, where we may be in that area of hidden behind a wall, and to allow God through these mighty women to tear down that wall in our individual particular life, its particular area.
What are some of the type of walls that you've seen that, in order for us to go forward, in order for us to be strengthened, in order for us to be delivered, what type of walls have you seen that have been put up? And you said a very good point, some knowingly and some unknowingly. So what have you seen?
Right. Walls of fear. Walls of insecurity. And I'm sorry to have to say this, but it's the truth, sad but truth. Walls of jealousy and envy. Walls of low self-esteem. You know, who am I? You know, what is my lot in life? What is my destiny? You know, I don't have this going on. I don't have that going on. You know, I had this happen to me in my life, so surely God could not use me. And, you know, are jealous, back to what I was saying, jealous or envious about, you know, what somebody else may have. And, you know, and I think the biggest thing, and this is what we really, the core that we really want to get to, is women not being able to come together to support one another because of fear. I had a girlfriend and she hurt me, or I was in church and they hurt me, so therefore I'm not going to get close to anybody. I'm not going to trust anybody, you know, or envious because you have a mega ministry and I have 10 in my ministry, you know, envious, you know, just all of these things that we have in our lives, you know, hurt. where we've been deeply hurt and a trust issue, you know, just can't trust anybody anymore and, you know, feeling defeated. Oh, there's so many areas. There's so many areas that we as women, you know, and so many walls that we can put up. And the sad thing is sometimes we are not even aware that it's there.
Right.
And when
right.
other people try to tell us that it's there, you know, we want to get defensive and, you know, well, that's not me. That's not. But if we could just, you know, if the attendees could just open up and come to God and say, you know what, I got issues. I got issues. Mm-hmm. I got some things that I just need broken down in my life. I mean, I just, and you know, because when one thing about it, most for the most part, when you got an issue, you pretty much know you got an issue. Now the question is, will you acknowledge the issue? Now that's the problem, you know, we want the speakers and God, the Spirit of God, to be able to show us ourselves. Show me where I am in this. Show me if I'm fearful. Show me if I have low self-esteem. Lord, come with attendees need to come open. You know, Lord, show me if I'm jealous and envious. Show me and allow me to receive it so that these walls in my life can finally come down. Because, you know, Dr. BJ, we carry walls sometimes for years and years and years, and they actually keep us from being the women of God that He has called each and every one of us to be, because we are all powerful women of God that have a divine destiny in this earth. We just have to have the walls torn down to pursue that destiny.
Wow. They can't miss this. They cannot miss this conference. I believe life-changing. I know God has given me a word for such a time as this. And I know that the other powerful women have been given a word. This is a weekend of deliverance, tearing down the walls, Women's Conference. Friday, May 15th, 7 p.m., Saturday, May 16th at 5 p.m. The location, 706 Grayson Highway, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30045. All roads lead to Lawrenceville. You need to be there. Located at Father's House Community Church. If you have any questions, 678-571-6640. I'm telling you, God is going to move. I feel the anointing that God is going to move in these sessions. Come open, as Pastor Sandra said. Come open. Come ready to receive. Come ready to receive. Pastor Sandra, what is the fee for the conference?
Absolutely free. Absolutely free. Not one single penny will we ask for, you know, for entrance. This is given and mandated by God. So we want everybody to come and bring your friends, bring your family, and anyone that you feel needs to hear a mighty word from the Lord. You know, anybody that you know that is going through some things, got some issues and things in their life that they need help in and need prayer. Somebody in your life that you know need prayer, or even yourself, just come and bring a friend and spend this time with us. Come looking to receive something. Come hungry, and I promise you, it will not be in vain. God is going to move in this conference.
We only have a few moments, but what has the Lord shown you to place your focus and your heart and your desires for the attendees?
Freedom. To be completely set free and to allow these mighty women to minister to the deep issues that we as women have in our lives that are hidden behind the walls we put up. We as women, we have issues, you know. We are made to carry so many things, and sometimes we should not carry, you know, but we give so much to so many, being mother, sister, aunt, friend, and spouse, because God has made us that way. We are nurturers, and we nurture those around us, and being what God has ordained us to be to so many people. We sometimes fail to receive proper nurturing of our own because we feel we have to be the strength to all those attached to our lives. So this conference is designed to get to the heart of the deep issues that we hide.
Oh, wow. I'm excited. I really encourage you to come out, allow the Lord to minister to your heart through these women of God, myself included. Again, 2015, Tearing Down the Walls Women's Conference, Friday, May 15th, 7 p.m., Saturday, May 16th, 5 p.m., the location, 706 Grayson Highway, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30045. That's located at the Father's House Community Church. Questions, 678-571-6640. You've been listening to the great host and visionary, Pastor Sandra Harris, on this morning. Thank you so much for stopping by Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio, Pastor Sandra.
God bless you, Pastor Bija. I thank God for you. I appreciate you.
Amen. Amen. And you as well. Well, you know where we'll be this weekend, so I'm looking forward to meeting you there, seeing you there. Matter of fact, I would really like for you to come up and let me know you were listening to Blog Talk Radio and you heard Pastor Sandra. We'd love to have you. So until next time, whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power. If you know someone that needs to hear this recording, please let them visit women-of-power.org for the Powerful On Demand episode. Have a great day. Walk in power.